Bez Hashem continues Shmir Saloshin, Shar HaZechira, Perek Ches, Shemar 59. We've been discussing different statements in the Gemaras about certain punishments that would happen to a person who speaks Lashon Hara. Now we come to Oid Matzino Be'erichin. The Gemara tells us, Amar Bishu Ben Levi. The great Tanner Bishu Ben Levi tells us, Kol Mesapir Lashon Hara Magdil Avoynus Ad Loshamayim. Whoever speaks Lashon Hara, he's Magdil Avoynos. What does it mean to be Magdil Avoynos? He piles up his Averos, his sins, up to Shemayim. And he brings a pasuk to strengthen this point. V'ushokul keneged gimul Avoynos Achamurois. And he brings that, as we've learned previously, that the Avera of Lashon Hara is equivalent to the three cardinal Averos of Avodah Zarah, idolatry, Gila Arayis, immorality, illicit relations, and murder. Ukashem Shu Shokal Kinegdom, in the same way that they are equal to the Gimel Chamurois, Kain Onshoi Hu Gam Kain Kineged Gimel Avoinis Achamurois. So too, the punishment for a person transgressing, speaking Lashon Hara, is similar to that, and we'll see shortly, not only is it similar to the Gimel Chamurois, but we're going to see that a person who speaks Lashon Hara, and we don't just mean he says Lashon Hara one time, but this is his occupation, the person is transgressing on a regular basis, he gets the worst punishment ever. We'll see that in a few seconds, Mitzvah Shem. And he brings here from the Smag, and Yerushalmi, Shall arba devorim nifroim in the adam ba'ilam hazeh. There are four situations that a person is punished here in this world. However, va'akherin kayemis loy lo'ilam haba. But the main punishment is saved for the person in the world to come. What are these four situations? Four averus. Avodah Zarah, gilui arayis, shfichas damim. V'lashon hara kineged kulam. V'lashon hara is even stronger than all of these three combined, of idolatry, morality, and murder. That a person who speaks Lashon Hara will be punished here in this world, but the main punishment will be saved for him in the world to come. And then we had mentioned earlier, the Chafetz Chaim brings it over here again, from the Sefer HaKoneh, Sheba Ovon Lashon Hara Nilke Ba'anius, that a person, because of Lashon Hara, he could be afflicted with poverty. The Eastern Nami Tondi Velio, he brings us from Tondi Velio. Mechel Yashem. Hamakim Baseser. What does it mean, Hamakim Baseser? Those who hit people privately, in secret. How do you hit somebody in secret? If he's there, he knows you hit him.
Yeah.
How do you hit someone in secret? Mechal Yashem, and those who desecrate Hashem's name, begoloi, openly, publicly, mezalzel l'schavereyin, bedvarim, and those who degrade their friends, not such a good friend, with words, umatilei machloikis, and those who fuel arguments, soifon l'yoyis k'kairach, their end will be like Kairach. We all know what happened to Kairach, where the earth covered them up. The earth covered him up. What does it mean to hit someone in secret? A person uses his mouth to speak Lashon Hara. That's what it means to hit somebody in secret in private. I'm over here, we'll take it afterwards. I'm over here, and someone else over there, he has the ability to use his mouth and hit in private. V'lefam in ne'en noshim be'ovin Lashon Hara, shiva'ovin ne'chomer mikol ha'nizkor le'el. Sometimes a person to be punished with the most grievous, which is the most grievous of all averus, with the worst death sentence a person can have here in this world. What is that worst death sentence? The misas askera, shemisa chamur mikol, the death sentence of askera. Some define askera is diphtheria.
Is what?
Diphtheria, where the person He loses slowly the ability to breathe. His breathing becomes, his throat becomes constricted, and the person slowly suffocates to death. Rachman l'tzlan le'aleinu. As the Gemara tells us in Brachas on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, Tof Tof Kuf Gimel Mis Mine Misa Nivru Ba'ilam. 903 types of deaths were created in the world. Kasha Shibakulun Askara, the most difficult, Rachman Litzlan, the worst of all of them is Askara, like we just mentioned. The Chavetz Chaim explains that the habitual offender, the person who lives his life without doing tshuva, and the reason why we're learning this scary, serious topic here is to ingrain in our everyday life how serious this is. You see a sign that says, do not touch electric shock on the fence if you touch the fence. And you think, really? Is that going to happen? And all of a sudden you see this fly comes too close and hits the fence. And cheep, boom. That's the end of the fly. You realize, okay, they mean business here. That's an electric fence. I'm not coming close to that fence. I'm not coming close to that fence. You realize that's a real electric fence. When the person realizes the severity of a person speaking Lashon Hara, how serious it is, how it's even worse in severity in some degrees than the Gimel Chamuras of Gila Rayesh, Rizdam of Adizara, immorality, bloodshed, and murder, and idolatry. And that the Misa, Kosha Shebekul, and his Askara, and we could very clearly understand the measure for measure, mida k'neged mida over here. That's not difficult for us to put together, as the Chavetz Chaim continues to explain. The person used his throat, his mouth, his lips, his vehicle of communication in the opposite way he was created for. Hashem says, askara.